So, I thought, even with them, he keeps quiet. Except, presumably, when he decides a little credibility lecture is in order. But Nate wasn't thinking about Stoke. Nate was thinking about Nate, brooding over his feet's inexplicable refusal to carry his heart where it had clearly wanted to go. All the way up, I'm thinking, I'll march with them. I'll march with them because it's right. At least, I think it's right. And if someone takes a swing at me, I'll be nonviolent, just like the guys in the lunchroom sit-ins. Those guys won, maybe we can win, too. He looked at us. I mean, it was never a question in my mind, you know? Yeah, Skip said. I know. But when we got there, I couldn't do it. I helped hand out signs saying stop the war and U.S. out of Vietnam now and bring the boys home. Carol and I helped Stoke fix his so he could march with it and still use his crutches, but I couldn't take one myself. I stood on the sidewalk with Bill Shadwick and Carrie Morin and a girl named Lorelei McGinnis. She's my partner in botany lab. He took the sheet of newspaper out of Skip's hand and studied it, as if to confirm again that, yes, it had all really happened. The master of Rinty and the boyfriend of Cindy had actually gone to an anti-war demonstration. He sighed and then let the piece of newspaper drift to the floor. This was so unlike him, it kind of hurt my head. I thought I would march with them. I mean, why else did I come? All the way down from Orono, it was never, you know, a question in my mind. He looked at me, kind of pleading. I nodded as if I understood. But then I didn't. I don't know why. Skip sat down next to him on his bed. I found the Phil Oakes album and put it on the turntable. Nate looked at Skip, then looked away. Nate's hands were as small and neat as the rest of him, except for the nails. The nails were ragged, bitten right down to the quick. Okay, he said, as if Skip had asked out loud. I do know why. I was afraid they'd get arrested, and I'd get arrested with them. That my picture would be in the paper getting arrested and my folks would see it. There was a long pause. Poor old Nady was trying to say the rest. I held the needle over the first groove of the spinning record, waiting to see if he could. At last, he did. That my mother would see it. It's okay, Nate, Skip said. I don't think so, Nate replied in a trembling voice. I really don't. He wouldn't meet Skip's eyes, only sat there on his bed with his prominent chicken ribs and bare white Yankee skin between his pajama bottoms and his freshman beanie, looking down at his gnawed cuticles. I don't like to argue about the war. Harry does, and Lorelei, George Gilman, gosh, you can't get George to shut up about it, and most of the others on the committee are the same. But when it comes to talking, I'm more like Stoke than them. No one's like Stoke, I said. I remembered the day I met him on Bennett's Walk. Why don't you take it easy, I'd asked. Why don't you eat me, Mr. Credibility had replied.